Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good for this May 12th, 2023, 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here, and I am wishing you all a happy Friday. It's a good Friday. We've got our CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties with us, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We have the band back together. It's going to be a good Friday,
Terry. It is a good Friday.
We got
it's
good
Friday.
It is Friday. That's all it takes. We got great stuff lined up for you today. We're going to get into a couple of interesting things. First off, and maybe most importantly, our friends at Village Gardens gave us a Mother's Day basket to give away.
Very cool.
I get to do that today,
oh,
Terry.
Yeah.
I would like to give it to you, especially after what you told me this morning.
That's sweet.
You are a Hall of Fame rock star mother, but we have to give it to somebody who doesn't kind of, you know, isn't behind the scenes
and
everything. We will be giving that away today. All you got to do is tell Terry and I why you have a cool mom.
Oh, awesome.
That's it. We just want to hear why you, everybody has a cool mom. This will not be difficult. This is not going to be hard for you. The difficult thing will be the first caller. That's the tough part. That's really the tough part there. So be listening between now and 10. We'll give you a chance to win that. A shout out to our friends at Village Gardens. Visit them at 2811 Port Court in Plover.
So it would be too cruel to make like 10 people tell about why they have a cool mom and give it to number 10.
You know, you say that really does make me think, though. I don't mind that idea. It's not bad. We're going to be doing that sometime today. Looking forward to it. We're also going to get into a bunch of other Mother's Day things. I got 5 free and easy ways to impress your mom. Some other day's quick hits, just a couple of interesting stats about Mother's Day. And I want to get into some audience participation, because years and years and years ago, we handed out morning show, you know, play-at-home versions of the morning show. So we want you guys to start interacting with us a little bit more. That means that you've got to finish the coffee, get ready to talk, and, you know, join us, 424-2600. Have that, you know, in your phone right away. Just put it in there. That way you can just call right up. And we're going to talk TV moms. I want to know who your favorite TV moms are today.
Oh, now I got to think on that.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Probably we'll start off the 8 o'clock hour after we're done getting a Weather Eye update from our friends Paul Trombley and the gang at the Weather Eye Weather Center.
And you already have yours picked out.
Yeah, by far and away.
Nah, it can't just be Marge.
Come on, Marge is the greatest.
It can be, but there's got to be another one.
That's an honorable mention. That's
okay.
Yes, I think that would be too easy saying Marge Simpson. But yes, Marge Simpson is. It's hard to argue. Look at what Marge has put up with. Like, from her kids alone, Lisa's supposed to be the good one, and she's flipped out a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Maggie never talks. The kids always wear the same clothes, so she's got to rewash them. Like, you got to think she's doing a load of laundry every day.
And not to mention Homer.
I haven't even mentioned Homer. Didn't even get to Homer. She's a great mom. She really is.
True.
Julie Kavner, great mom, in real life. So that's pretty cool. The lady who does the voice of Marge. We're going to get to all those things. We got a guy who invented a something-powered motorcycle. I want to get into that with everybody and talk a little bit about that. That's going to be fun. 8 o'clock hour, I mentioned Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club will be in there. And we got a star of the day to get to after Melissa's news. We're going to ask you to call 424-2600. We're going to play a famous TV theme song, and you tell Terry and I what TV show that is from. I will remind you that we have a Mother's Day theme going on here.
Yeah, we are giving away a lot of stuff today.
Yeah, we are.
It's fun.
It's what we like to do around here. Because we got the best audience of radio. We want to treat them that way. We want to hear from them as well, everybody. So we're going to be interacting with you guys a little bit later. Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock hour, got some entertainment news. Actually, a bunch of, I did not plan this, Terry. I've got a bunch of country news today.
Did you catch any of Garth and Dolly last night?
A little bit.
I didn't. We had soccer out of town, so I just saw a couple things on social media, but
yeah, I heard.
I didn't get to.
I think the only problem with that is the same problem we have with Morning Magazine guests. They did too good of a job. Now they're going to have to give up music and just dedicate themselves to emceeing everything. And I mean everything. The Oscars, the Grammys, the Nickelodeon Kid Choice Awards. I don't care. I want to see them both hosting everything.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. I think everything that I saw, and granted, I didn't see the whole night or anything.
Yeah.
Great work.
I'll go back and watch some of it. But
yeah. It's kind of interesting because on paper, oh, that should work. Garth Brooks, Dolly Parton, you would think that worked fine. You just never know the chemistry of things. Yesterday, we played the audio that Garth released of some bloopers between the two of them. And seeing that made me feel I would have bet money that they'd do a good job. It was interesting, though. I've seen Garth, in a ton of interviews in his career. I've seen a lot of his live stage work and everything. I've never seen him like a shy boy. He was with Dolly Parton. Well, he loosened up, you could tell, a little bit and everything.
Probably in awe still.
Don't blame him.
That's cool.
But it's kind of, you think of a name like Garth Brooks, like, okay, well, there's probably not many people that are going to make him, hi, how you doing, Miss Parton? How's it going? But he was. It was really cool to see. He has this innocent moment where he's like, should we hold hands? And he's like, he's obviously not into her. He has a wonderful wife and everything. She's happily married.
Yeah.
He sounds like a 13-year-old boy trying to hold a girl's hand for the first time. It's perfect. It's wonderful. And yeah, they did too good. I'm sorry. They have to give up music now and just dedicate themselves to emceeing everything. I wanted to touch base with you about the United Way, Terry. How are things going over there? We know that this summer is a busy time for you guys.
Yeah, everything's going good. We do have some things coming up. We have the Great Book Giveaway, which will start June 6th and run through the 13th. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity for kids and there could be caregiver parents, families, daycares to join us. We will have 9 different Reading in the Park events. Again, starts on June 6th, and the idea is that kids get books to take home and keep. So mm-hmm. we have volunteers from the community who will read to the kids, and then they will pick, we'll just have tables full of books, and then the kids can kind of shop through those and pick which ones that they want to take home with them. So that's really fun. And it is nice over the years as this has evolved. It is a rain or shine event,
yeah.
But we've been strategic with locations designed to be outdoor, but we have an indoor opportunity at each one of these. So mm-hmm. So we are running rain or shine. So really looking forward to that. Then on June 15th is our United We Can food sculpture contest. We have 11 teams. Mm-hmm. So that's really awesome.
Cool. Yeah. Good to hear.
Plus the staff from McMillan Memorial Library are going to build mm-hmm. something out of the food that gets donated throughout the day. Yeah. So that's just fun. I mean, it's not part of the contest, but it's cool that they just come up with, try to come up with something impromptu. Mm-hmm. A nice layer in that we have for this is any team that registers by today, so you have till the end of the day today, gets put into a drawing for Point Craft River tickets.
Yeah,
that's a fun place to mm-hmm. watch the game. It's underneath the rat trap. It's just it's a different different lens, different mm-hmm. view, and it's a fun opportunity. So one of our teams will win those. Go ahead.
Are you still taking teams?
Yeah, we'll still take teams.
Okay.
Yep, so, but today is the deadline to get in that drawing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, for sure. And then the other cool thing that the Rafters actually layered in this year is that anyone who brings in a food donation on the day of, so on June 15th between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., so this is when we're building the food sculptures.
Yeah.
So anybody who stops by with a food donation during that time mm-hmm. will get a free Rafter ticket.
Oh, that is awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That's very cool. That is really cool of them.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea, too.
So it's a really, really cool way to leverage, more food donations, obviously. And then, of course, we don't want to exclude, our season ticket holders and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So anybody who does bring, maybe you already have a ticket for that game, but anybody who does bring a non-perishable food item to the game gets into a drawing for a Rafters prize basket. And that we've been doing for years, and that's always fun. I mean, they pack that thing with, some really cool Rafter merchandise. So, 2 different opportunities to win.
We ain't the only ones giving a lot away.
Very cool.
You guys, the Rafters, up to a lot of that as well. Talking with Tyler about just off air a little bit about the Rafters season promotions and those kind of things. And last season, they felt so rewarded by this community, by our nonprofits, by our businesses that advertise with them, by these players that came in, by these host families that hosted these kids. They really wanted to take it upon themselves to do more this year. And I looked at him and I said, how?
when would you do that?
Where are you going to fit that in? they've been doing this for over a decade now. Putting into this community and doing more and more every year.
I've always thoroughly enjoyed every everyone who has worked on the back office stuff. Yes. I mean, that's always been really good. But I really like Tyler.
He's a great
guy.
Like,
I really, you know, he'll fit more in.
He's gonna fit in great. He's got the personality for this, too. He's going to be joining us a bunch on Playmakers throughout this whole summer and everything. So that's going to be fun. Be able to keep people up to date on everything Rafter related, as we are your home of Rafter baseball, of course. Getting ready for that. And United Weekend is one of my favorite parts about the Rafter season. This is going to be really fun. We're going to have a great time this year with that. And we are going to raise, I'm putting it out there to the community. I want to see us break a record. I want to see us do better than we did last year. And I think we can do it. Rafters can step up and do more, we can all do
more. And especially, I mean, between 10 and 4, drop off a bag of food.
Yep.
And you'll get a free Rafter ticket for it. So that's, that's just really awesome. The last thing I just want to bring up about United Way is that we are also currently taking registrations for Stuff the Desk. So this is for families who have a need for school supplies. Mm-hmm. Registration is open now. And you actually, when you put in all your child's information, then you select which time slot you will be able to come and pick up your supplies. That part of it doesn't happen until August, but we get everybody registered now, kind of before school lets out on purpose, because summer gets chaotic, right? And time gets away from us. So we do encourage people to visit our website at uwswac.org, and you can just click on the banner that says Stuff the Desk and then sign up. You can also call 211 to get signed up. But I know that we have one time slot, and I just don't recall which one it is. That's almost full already.
Yeah,
and I think we have 150 kids in each slot. So just, really encourage people to get that done, get it checked off your list. The basic rule of thumb is if you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you would qualify for free school supplies. But we also understand that sometimes there are some circumstances, maybe you don't qualify for free and reduced lunch, but you've had some kind of a hardship recently, get your kids on the list.
Yeah, please do. And website, you can go to uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that webpage and follow the United Way on social media. It's a great follow. We'll take a break right here. Terry and I will come back with our National Day of Calendar on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Friday out there. Happy Friday, everybody. Time to dive into our National Day of Calendar. And we'll see what we can get into, if we can get Saturday and Sunday in as well. It's National Odometer Day.
Check your odometer, everyone. Yeah, make sure it's okay.
Yeah, check your odometer. It's probably a good idea to make sure that thing's working.
Is this like your personal odometer or the one on your car?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Are you running out of miles or no?
Check both. Check both just in case. I think that's a good idea. It is National Fibromyalgia Awareness Day. Learn and spread the awareness about the difficult disease known as fibromyalgia, which affects many men and women around the world and as yet has no cure. My oldest deals with this and struggles with it. I know I've had a couple of friends and some teachers, some people that I've known growing up that have struggled with this, and I've tried to learn more and more about it as I get older here, because it's one of those things it doesn't get talked about nearly enough.
Well, and chronic pain is just really difficult, and it affects so many aspects of a person's life. And I agree. I mean, I think that we just don't know enough about it. You know what's interesting is I just saw maybe yesterday, there's a new, and I cannot remember the name for the life of me, but there's like a new spa in town, like massages and that kind of stuff. But they have this float pod. It's like it's not a swimming pool. I don't know. I want to go in it.
Yeah.
But it's a therapeutic, maybe like a hot tub, but it's not, but it's flat. Like you just lay in it and float.
But
someone on there had given a testimonial, a man who has suffered with fibromyalgia for years and years and years. And he started out doing like floating every day. And now he's backed off. He's like floating once every 3 weeks and his pain's been alleviated.
Wow. Wow, that sounds amazing.
So, so hydrotherapy, right, essentially.
Yes,
but I was like, whoa, that's really awesome.
We're, I'm going to be having a, we have a couple, some friends joining us soon, and I don't know how in stone this is, so I'm trying to not say too much.
Like, spit it out, dude.
I'm going to have a spa day, and then the next day, the owners are going to interview me and talk about it. And I've never done anything like that, even close to anything like that in my life. So I have no idea what to expect. But I've been doing a little homework on it, so I don't just walk into it empty. And that the kind of therapy you're talking about is revolutionary.
Yeah, like, it's really cool.
Really,
and it's
interesting.
And it's no medication. It's mm-hmm. It's really cool.
You had me at no medication. You know, I mean, anything is worth a try in that realm.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, National Limerick Day. Why is it the only limericks that come to mind are ones I can't say on the air? That's not fair. Limericks were named after the Irish city Limerick. And although limericks were not, in fact, created by Edward Lear, it was he who popularized them. Bringing the love of limericks to the masses, limericks could potentially date back as far as 500 years. However, it is currently unknown when the very first limerick was created and whether it was created purposely or a happy accident.
You know, it's interesting. The word limerick is weird, is so strange. Like, I can't say I've ever sat and thought about it, but it is nice to know that it's named after a city. Like, because
cool.
I'm like, where would that have come from?
I think that's really cool. I didn't know that. The distinctive sound of a limerick, which uses a special meter and AABBA rhythming scheme, are ideal for the creation of nonsense verses. Which is why many limericks tend to have a childish or even obscene tone to them. Yeah.
Huh.
There's some good ones out there. National Public Gardens Day. It's a good one.
Yeah, and everything's starting to bloom.
Yeah.
It's so pretty. Like, the flowering crabs and the hopa trees downtown are starting to flower out, and it's so pretty.
My oldest friend, he lives over by the hospital, and I know that they used to have a community garden over there. I think they still do. National Nutty Fudge Day.
Oh, I'd prefer mine without nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm not a big fudge guy, but if I'm going to have a piece, I'd prefer it without nuts. But
I like fudge, and I like nuts. I just don't like nuts. To me, fudge should be, it's about texture, so it should just be smooth.
I'm with you on that. Shades Day. It is sunglasses day, basically. Is there?
I was going to say window shades or eyeball shades, but it looks like sunglasses.
It is sunglasses, but wear a stylish or unstylish, if you care, pair of shades, post a pic, and help raise awareness about an aid for the many struggling families in the UK. This is a fundraising about ring awareness, where we encourage everyone to wear a pair of shades, and people donate because of it, after seeing the pictures and stuff.
Oh, interesting.
That's cool. I'm a little surprised that's not here in the States. That sounds like a very United States thing, but all right. International Nurses Day, and this accumulates the end of Nurses Week, National Nurses Week. And one more time, say a big thank you to all of our nurses out there. Greatly appreciate them. I was fortunate to grow up having a nana that was a nurse, and she was just amazing and taught me a lot about what nurses do. And certainly been to a doctor, so I've had help from nurses and greatly appreciate them.
Absolutely.
Taking a quick look at Saturday, let's see here. Wow, there's a lot of
Saturday looks really good.
Yeah, there's World Belly Dance Day is
nice.
On Saturday.
Better work on your moves.
Yeah, National Train Day, National Apple Pie Day is Saturday.
Wow, what's the one with the wine?
I thought that was a European one. It's a Scottish holiday.
Okay.
Buckfast tonic wine is a Scottish invention.
Oh, interesting.
World Buckfast.
I didn't want you skipping wine.
No, and I got to say the word Buckfast. That is awesome. I like that word. Buckfast.
I like apple pie. Now I might have to.
Apple pie is awfully good. I'm with you there. Leprechaun Day is on Saturday as
really?
Well. Hmm. That seems weird.
Aren't they 2 months off?
Yeah, just a little. Just a bit outside.
Maybe Leprechaun's been hiding since
The origins of Leprechaun Day are just as mysterious as the hiding places of the pots of gold belonging to the little folk. But leprechauns themselves have been part of Irish folklore for thousands of years. And even though these tiny fairies have reputations for playing tricks and being mischievous, they are well-loved and deserving of a day to call their own. So maybe they wanted a day separate of St. Patrick's Day.
All right, fair enough.
I get that.
I mean, we give everyone else a day.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, right? Yeah, you might as well. That the word leprechaun comes from the old Irish language, and when traced back to its roots, can be translated to mean small body. Leprechauns were thought to have lived in the fairy rings and fairy houses of ancient Ireland and have been referenced in ancient Irish manuscripts as far back as the 12th and 15th centuries.
Wow, that's kind of crazy, huh?
It is, yeah. That is really interesting. I imagine, you know, when before we could just pick up our phone and search for, hey, why is this happening? You know, back then, you had nothing. You had nothing to go on.
Yeah.
There is no history you're creating the history.
It might come out in the World Book Encyclopedia in like 5 years.
Yeah, if you're lucky. So
if you write about it and submit it.
It's very, very easy to pick on or make fun of, like, well, they believed in a sun god or these things or whatever. It's like, yeah, like, what would you have done back then?
Exactly.
You know? You'd have been right in line with the rest of them and everything. Like it's interesting, I think. And I think it's even more interesting that we carry on a lot of this stuff. I don't mean in the knowledge part or the history part, but so much as tradition.
I think it must be Lucky Charms.
It's probably all comes down to that. Yes. Yeah.
it probably is.
That and the very strong Irish population in the country, I suppose.
But and Lucky Charms.
A little both. Little column A, little column B. National Windmill Day is also Saturday. That's a good one. Top Gun Day. I mentioned that just for Terry. Archery Day. God, I want to learn archery. I really do. I've been told my whole life I have the perfect arms for archery.
You should.
I'd love to do it. It seems like a lot of fun. National Babysitter's Day is Saturday as well.
Very important.
Yeah,
very. Another, you know, caregiving in general. But when I hear this National Babysitter's Day, I'm thinking of like kid, like teenagers, yes. You know, who are going through the certification and taking care of other kids. And yeah, that's important. It was an important part of my teenage years.
Same here. Yeah. It was because when we first moved out here and was just hustling, raking lawns or shoveling driveways, whatever I could do. My dad started playing softball in a beer league, and his one of his friends needed a babysitter. And so I just started doing it.
Yeah.
I had already babysat my brother and sister. It helped me as a dad eventually and just as a human being in so many ways.
Well, and it's way different when it's not your siblings because the kids behave better than your siblings do.
Yes, they
do. But definitely I would say it was my first source of income.
I think
that I earned on my own.
I think it's a great way to learn not just responsibility, but what it is to those early stages of becoming an adult.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
World Migratory Bird Day. That's a good one on Saturday. International Hummus Day on Saturday.
Ugh, I don't like hummus.
I gotta be in the mood.
I could eat like chickpeas, like if they're like on a salad, but once you mash them up, pass.
My people love hummus, and if you go to something on my mother's side of the family, there was always hummus, and sometimes it was the only thing I would like.
Ugh.
So I think I got burnt out of it a little, now I'm just kind of like, it's all right.
Not my thing. I'll take that thing on the top, though.
Yeah, World Cocktail Day is Saturday as well, and a good day for it on a Saturday. It's a smart one. That actually worked out. That doesn't always work out. Taking a look at Sunday, not a whole lot here. National Dance Like a Chicken Day on Sunday.
Seriously?
It's just the chicken
it's
dance.
Lame. That should not be on Mother's Day.
Dun, 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 dun. No, it should not. National Military Spouses Appreciation Day sure as heck should be as well. Should be, though. We do not do enough for our soldiers. Period. We don't do enough for their families. We don't do enough for them. We don't do enough for them when they get back and they retire. We don't do enough for them when they are early training. We don't do enough for our soldiers. And if you think we do, please call up 424-2600. Tell me I'm wrong. Please tell me everything I just said. James, we do this, this,
and FYI, this. You're not winning the basket if you call right now.
No.
I agree. I mean, we should do more, and I think the spirit of this is appreciating the person who is here,
yes.
Right? Taking care of everything while, you know, their loved one is off fighting for this great nation, but also the burden that takes and the hardship of, you know, worrying about your loved one, but still making sure especially if you have kids, you know, making sure that everything keeps going for them here while their parent is gone.
A couple of things you know even better than I do, Terry. One, the feeling of what it's like to worry about your best friend, your loved one coming home. That's something that I can't relate to, that I know that you and others can. But also that our military spouses oftentimes are struggling. That they are struggling to put food on the table. Some, not all of them, obviously, but some are. And that... like when I heard that a couple of years ago, that I literally got rocked in my chair. Like, wait a minute, what? Like, I understand. I grew up around homeless people. I grew up around people struggling for food and everything. I understand what that looks like. I've never heard that before. Like, how do we let that happen? This should not be. That shouldn't be one of those things that's happening. There's enough on these people's plates to worry about. Putting food on the table should not be one of them. We don't do enough. And it's something to keep in mind. It's also something to give a tip of the hat and appreciation to these wonderful, wonderful spouses out there. It's National Buttermilk Biscuit Day on Sunday as well.
Seriously?
I mean, really? They couldn't just give the day to moms?
So I'm thinking Mother's Day and Father's Day should just have nothing else
yes,
underneath
them. Yes, I agree.
Like,
agree completely.
Any of this that is important could be on a different day.
We got 360 plus of these. I mean, come on. Find another day to move Biscuit Day or something like that. Nothing against biscuits. And now I'm going to get an email about biscuits, too. Not gonna, well, actually, James, biscuits. Mother's Day. Call, visit, or plan an outing to show your mom you appreciate her or share memories of your mother's mom if you've lost that important figure in your life. I think that that is one of the first things I like to think of on Mother's Day is, after, of course, thinking of my mom and my grandmother and my Nana, is and the mothers of my children, Christine and Mandy. But I think of the people that have lost their mom out there. And it has to be a very difficult day, or could be a difficult day. So we say appreciation to them. And appreciation to their moms, and a big, gigantic appreciation to all the moms out there. We can never say it enough. I remember being a kid and going to my mom and saying, you know, I was like 8, 9, Mom, there should be more than one day for Mother's Day. And thinking I was had the most original.
Suck up.
Oh, yeah. And I thought I had the most original idea ever, which every little boy has thought of that. Every little boy, every man has thought of that. I would think every human being has probably thought of that.
And your dad's like in the background, every day is Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Cover your bases, Jimmy. Moms are great.
You know, it's kind of cool. We always gather as a family, like my siblings and, you know, kids and stuff. And so probably like 11, 12 years ago, one of my brothers actually started hosting Mother's Day. Oh. Otherwise, it seems like everything is at my parents' house or my house or my sister's house. And so he takes care of the main dish. And early on, he would assign all the men something to bring. Nice. Now he just says, you know, I'm making this or I'm grilling this. Everyone brings something. But it's really nice to not. And I don't mind hosting ever, but it's also nice to just not have to.
Yeah, and of all days, you shouldn't have to.
It's really cool, yeah.
That is very cool. That's a great jumping off point, too. If you're looking for things to do, if you're trying to think of things to do, don't overthink this. You know, work from the heart. Think about your mom. You know your mom. You've known her your whole life. Think about things she likes. Think about what would make her happy. My mom is a pretty basic person, but very difficult to find things that she won't like and buy. And she won't do anything for herself. So, yeah, it's actually not too difficult for me. All I have to do is think about her. And immediately the ideas start popping and coming to mind. It really isn't something you have to overthink, everybody. If it's coming from your heart, she'll know. If it's not, she'll also know. Because they know
make
everything.
Make it good.
Moms know everything. They know everything. I'm still nervous about things I did as a kid that my mother's going to find out I did.
It is funny, though, how as we get older, how much more difficult it is because of like what you said. Yeah. You know, like you want to give them something useful or that they'll actually, not that they won't appreciate. I think moms are really good at appreciating anything that, you know, that they're given. But you also want it to be something that they're actually going to use or that they can, you know, get something out of. So, I don't know. I've been done for a long time with Mother's Day. So
I feel very good about that. I've been done for a while, too. I even got something for the moms of my kids. Like,
nice.
I cover my bases. That's
you're
going
to scare them both, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, what is this ticket?
They're going to be like, oh, he's back.
Yeah. Keep on listening for your opportunity to win that Mother's Day gift basket from our great friends at Village Gardens. That's still coming up. Get to Melissa's news here. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Getting you ready for your Friday, Terry and James.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down.
We should have this one every Friday.
Every Friday. Every Friday. Favorite Tom Petty song? for easily sure. my favorite.
Oh,
Tom
mine
Petty's.
Too. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Definitely. The guitar in this is amazing. Yes. Classic song. We got some fun stuff to get into right now during this segment. I want to talk a little Mother's Day. Sunday, of course, being Mother's Day, we're just talking about that. And if you haven't gotten a gift or made a reservation yet, or you know, reserved the a whole building or something like that, we got luck for you here. We're going to help you out. Here are five small things you can do to impress your mom that are easy and, best of all, maybe they are free. Because moms are not going to want you to spend a penny on them, although we should spend every penny we have on them.
You could spend a penny.
You could at least spend a penny. You could at least. Don't just be on time to her house. Don't just be on time to her house or the restaurant. Be early. It's something that, would show some appreciation, show a little bit of kindness. Also, one of the easiest things you can do, and really should just do. That doesn't count as a gift, yeah. By the way. That's just something nice
just
you can
do. Just kind of an etiquette thing,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sign your Mother's Day card with more than just your name. If you're not great with words, ask a sibling or a friend for help, or just, again, speak from the heart. It doesn't have to be Shakespeare.
That is nice. I like cards.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of my mother's favorite things. And I don't know many moms that don't. I'm really bad at picking out cards. And I used to overthink. I'd stand there in the aisle for like an hour trying to decide between two of them or whatever. And I finally just started to go, well, which one do I think she'd like most? Or just ask myself, like in the moment or that kind of thing. And it really overthought it.
Well, and cards can get kind of pricey. So I think, honestly, I'm fine with the card that doesn't actually say have as much printed on it.
Yeah.
It's more about like the, what you write.
Yeah.
So, you can buy the dollar card. You can go to the dollar store and get the dollar card. You don't need the $7 card.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's about the sentiment that you put inside.
Last year, because my mom loves cards also, but I usually get her a gift and I don't think about the card. And so she'll get this really nice gift or whatever and open them and it's really great. And like, where's the card? Where's the card? Mom, what about the gift? Like, yeah. What about the gift? It's, where's the card, Jimmy? Like, it's the opposite of when we were little kids and stuff. And you just rip open the gift and like, oh yeah, who was it from? Like,
uh-huh.
That kind of thing. I will say this. Because I was just about to ask Terry, but I guess I have a bit of an answer. There's really no age you have to stop making cards either. I thought I'd do, because last year, I got an idea. I'll get her a card. Didn't end up getting her one, so I made one for her, and I wrote her a little rhyme in there as well. And you would have thought that
a little limerick?
Yeah, right. you would have thought that I invented something or whatever.
Yeah.
She was so happy with it. And my mom is not an actor. Like, if she didn't like it, she'd tell me, like, that's nice, Jimmy. That's, I've gotten that response before. So I don't think there's
like
any
age.
Like
when you sneak in a first grade room, steal one of their cards?
I was second grade. I was second graders. I'm not cruel. I'm not
but
evil.
But I agree. I like, I don't know. Yes, I like handmade stuff.
If your mom is bad with technology, make sure her phone and computer are up to date. Or if she needs some quick repairs around the house, offer to take care of them or for her or hire someone who can. You can even go through the kind of grunt. Hey, mom, sink's clogged. I can't fix that. Let's get that taken care of. Let's get an appointment set up.
I think both of those are really good. The
absolutely.
Technology one, though, especially.
Yeah.
I started doing that with not just my mom, but with my parents. Like when they want to get something or, like when we switch from cable TV to streaming.
Yeah.
Or that kind of thing. I always make them get the exact same as what we have. Because then I don't have to learn another one.
Yes. Yeah, that's so smart.
You know, because I'm just like, dang, if you're getting that. Like, we bought a little, when our kids were little, when like, video recorders were still a thing. You know, when it wasn't your phone, it was a separate device. I'm like, buy the exact same one. Because I am not.
That's
I am
smart.
Not learning too.
I am writing that down mentally in my head. I am doing that. Yes, that's a really smart
idea.
We
went to like Roku sticks. I'm like, get the Roku. Well, but this. I'm like, oh, no. Then find a different kid to help you.
We'll take this. We'll open this up to the audience here. If you guys have any thoughts on simple ideas or simple things you can do for mom, we'd love to hear them. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join Terry and I. Otherwise, I'll keep on going with some of these. Tell her about how you've used at least one piece of advice she's given you over the years.
That could be scary.
That could be.
It could be really
scary.
Fun. It could be really fun, but it also could be like.
I would bore my mother by the time I was done talking. It would take me all day. There's no way I would be able to get in all of that. I'd get in some of it, sure. But I think I have my mom and I talk at least a couple times a week, and I would gather that she's got to know this already. If she doesn't, I'm going to make darn sure she does Sunday. Ask her about what her life was like before you were born. You know, your mom is more than a mom. She's a human being who has dreams and goals and life, you know, things
and
stuff.
Which you don't probably appreciate until you're an adult yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But I will say that my learning about my mom at a young age helped shape me.
Oh, absolutely.
Incredibly.
I agree.
I've said it many times on the air. The biggest influences I've ever had, the strongest, smartest human being I've ever known is my mother. And after that, it is my Nana and my grandmother. They are the three biggest influences. My papa, my dad, my grandfather, very big influences on me as well. Just it's 1A, 1B kind of thing.
It's just different. Yeah. I agree with that for myself. But then I also think about my own kids. Like always, shaping them. But thinking about it in the work that I do, like, just service in the community, you know, like having them along so that they understand that. And when Randy was, you know, working as a police officer like that, you know, understand. I don't know. We've never really kept it separate. And I don't know that people intentionally do that, but sometimes you do, right? Like your kids aren't part of your profession or your career. You know, do that during the day and then you come home and mm-hmm. But to me, it's kind of one and the same.
Oh, agreed. Yeah. And as we all know, brains are sponges, so they're always picking things up. And the leadership by example that you give as a parent is part of how we learn how to be leaders. Leadership is handed down in some ways in that way. And, you know, a household like yours, where your kids are growing up seeing the dead police officer, you, a CEO of a nonprofit, some pretty good examples to grow up around. That's some pretty good stuff to, like, see as an influence and be inspired by, or to see, hey, these are things that I can do in society. These are ways that I can give back. And giving, just even thinking about giving back and putting back into your community or into society. These are things that your kids had, like, right away. They were thinking about, and it wasn't something that you sat them down and say, okay, now this is how you get back to society. This is how you're a leader. You just did it.
Right.
And they learn, they pick up on that stuff.
I was just thinking back to the one that you said where you talk to your mom about a piece of advice that she gave you or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, can't you just remember when you told me to do this?
Yeah.
Well, I did.
Yeah. I like the idea too of like twisting that a little bit. Yes. Yeah, mom, I tried this. Didn't work.
Just for fun.
You told me to just be myself and it's worked horribly. Look at what's happened to me. I'm in radio. I think sitting down playing a board game with your mom is a fun idea. I'm spitballing here now.
Yeah, as long as they like to, you know, it's kind of funny because my mom doesn't love to play games. Mm. I mean, she'll play cards. Like, we can sometimes talk her into it. But just in general, you know, she doesn't love it. But when COVID hit, you know, my parents live very close to us, like a mile away. And so during COVID, they were the only people that we, like, stay, like, they came over, you know, they spent most of their time with us because we were just always, you know, during the isolation phase, that couple months or whatever. But I think it was every single night we played games. Oh. And it was fun. Mm. You know what I mean? And there was nothing else, nowhere else anyone had to be, nothing ever pulling. But between, you know, card games and board games, and it was fun.
I miss playing board games with my Nana and my aunt. We'd stay up so late doing that. It was so much fun. So I think that'd be a fun thing. My mom would probably be more inclined to want to do a puzzle together.
Okay.
She likes puzzles a lot, so I could see doing that. Anything like that. Again, just spitballing here, and I know it doesn't seem like the greatest stuff, but it doesn't. It's not about what you're doing as much as who you're doing it with. And my mom loved, one of our early things we would do is sit back and watch TV shows together. Like, I remember she loved Miami Vice, and I'd sit there and watch Miami Vice with her, even though I didn't understand probably half of the things that were going on and everything. We've done that a couple of times.
Sure.
You know? That's something fun to do. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. 7:52 on the clock. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Got some interesting stuff to kind of wrap up the first hour here. I can't believe we're already getting to the end of the first hour. It went by quick.
It did go fast.
I came across a story this morning as I was going through all of our major headlines throughout all the major newspapers and everything, and looking for something, and it just startled me because I didn't expect it. I'm used to seeing it, but I didn't expect it because I feel like it's been a long time since I've seen this. When we were growing up in the 90s, everybody was like shaving things into their head, whether it was a couple like lines,
steps, lightning bolts, whatever.
It was like it just like they had just discovered it, even though this has been around a long time.
And it often went with like a mullet, right? Like it was just to your sides.
The one I never understood was the shaved head, but you had the bangs. And they dyed them blonde. Yeah. Like, I never understood that look. Yeah. I never got that. But teach
and
their
who
own.
Did that? Skaters, probably?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. A little
but
bit
yeah,
of that.
I don't know.
I will. So this dedicated Lakers fan got a LeBron James face etched into his hair.
What?
And it's almost too real. Like, that's the problem I have with it. The stylist did an amazing job. It looks fantastic. They're not going to play the video, so we're not going to be able to show you, Terry. But it looks incredibly good. So I wanted to open this
up. So it's on the back of his head?
Yes. Yeah. If you were going to get an athlete, like, shaved onto you or anything like that.
Joe Montana.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Wow. Nicely
done. Probably not. I don't know.
No, but I love the answer. I love that you had the answer locked and ready. 424-2600. I want to hear from you guys out there. If there is an athlete, I'm guessing any athlete, but I would think a Wisconsin athlete is probably going to be high on the list.
So how do you feel if you're LeBron James? Like, are you flattered or are you like, creepy?
In the public eye, I am flattered and I am thankful to that fan. At home, to my significant other, like, I don't get these fans sometimes, man.
Like,
this is some crazy stuff right here. Did you see that? The guy's got me on the back of his head. Like,
I mean, fortunately, hair grows fast.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that, I don't.
I.
So, okay, so now I have to recant. I mean, I would, Joe Montana, but. Then I'm like, would I put a dude on the back of my head? I might have to figure out a female athlete to put on the back of my head.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I like that.
What if this would be the ultimate fan thing? Hmm. What if we put our own kid on the back of our head?
Oh, there you go.
My daughter would die. If I showed up at her soccer game with her face.
It's part of the reason I like the idea.
And she did it in the back of my hair. Well, she probably knows I would never shave my head down that far. But... oh, my gosh.
What about a T-shirt with their face on it, like a baby picture face on it, like a very embarrassing baby picture face? You're just walking around all day with that shirt on, especially if it's their birthday. Oh, that's not bad. That might be a equivalent of this, of not shaving your head and etching their face in.
When our younger daughter, she got to run in the state tournament for cross country, I had big cutouts of her head made.
Oh, nice.
And then they were on a stick, you know, like, so her head on a stick. And we had those all over at the meet. And, you know, and they're super cute, of course.
Oh, yeah,
well,
yeah.
I'm her mother, but they're super cute. And it was really fun to see them. But then I'm like, I wonder what she thinks about it. I mean, I get her permission first because she okayed the picture. But it was just kind of funny that it's got to be kind of weird when you're running and you're seeing your own face, like, you know, 50 of them looking at you.
I got to imagine. No, I don't know how I would handle that.
And then I was like, but then, you know, how well thought through is this? Then what are people doing with those after?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that we gave them to? I mean, my dad has his on their garage fridge. You know, it's just hanging up there. But it's kind of funny. I'm like, boy.
And in a very surreal moment, I would imagine. Like, just looking up and seeing that. My dad used to cut out numbers out of cardboard for our birthdays.
Okay.
I believe he started it with my little brother, like on his eighth birthday or something like that, or fourth or seventh, somewhere in there. But he started with the youngest. And then my brother and my sister and I, the older ones, were kind of like, oh, okay.
What the heck?
Yeah. So he started doing it for others, like other ones and everything too. But then, like one day, I'm over there. I wasn't living there at the time.
When
but
you
I
turned 40?
Yeah, something like that. I come over there, and it wasn't my birthday. It was one of my brother or sister's birthday or whatever. I come over there, and my mother is yelling at him because he is taking up almost all the cardboard just to cut out these numbers. And he left one of the boxes with like a big one in it. Like, what am I going to do with this box? I can't
Why
use it
are
anymore.
You Why leaving it sit there?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So what did he do with them? What did you do with
that's
them?
The, that's what I was going to say. So, like, you go in their garage, and there's, like, a bunch of numbers just up there. And everything.
Once he had two sets of each number, he could quit then.
I think he did start
right?
doing that.
Because then he could just be like, oh, I need an 8 and a, yeah.
Well, and now with the nephews, now he does it with the nephews
oh
and everything.
Gosh.
So he's reusing some and, like, cutting out new ones. And
putting them on the cake.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I wanted to, as we wrap up the hour here, I wanted to touch on Hoozle's Rise to Music Part 2. Our second annual Hoozle's Rise to Music competition is kicking off on June 8th. Bookmark your calendars and make sure to meet us over at Hoozle's at the Lakes at 1497 Alpine Drive in beautiful Nacoosa. This is where musicians can be a part of this. We can rise up their careers, help them do something different. Last year was a real success, and we know we can do better. We know we have more musicians out there. Spread the word about this. You can start registering right now. Get in on this. And be sure to register right away because slots are filling up quick and everything. The opportunities that you have this year are so much more expanded. Last year was great. We were able to have people on the air with us and all that. Well, now we have a director's cut where we're able to really feature you, sit down, take some time, record an episode, that kind of thing. Max Inc. Radio, which does fantastic work out of Madison, promoting local and supporting local artists. We've got those opportunities. Our friends, the Rafters are getting in on this year. You get a qualifier prize, radio interview right here at WFHR, performance at the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Ballpark, $200 cash prize. The grand prize finale is a paid residency with Hoozle's at the Lakes, studio recording time, radio interviews with Civic Media Network, performances at Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Ballpark, a cash prize, and of course, the title of Rise to Music Champion 23.
That's awesome.
That paid residency at Hoozle's, that is a huge one right there.
So besides the obvious, mm-hmm. they're getting paid to play there. But what does that mean? Like how often do you know? I mean, it doesn't. I'm just wondering if you know how often they play.
I know this if as an artist. It's a consistent gig.
Cool.
That's all I need to know.
I'm just curious.
I agree. I'm curious myself too. So I'm gonna actually get some answers for you when I can. But I right away, just like as an actor, if you told me, hey, you're signing a 3-picture deal. Yes. Yeah, I don't care. Whatever. Just sign me up. That's consistent work. As an artist, that's all you can ask. One of the only things you can ask for. Offering that alone is something, let alone all the other cool things that have come along with this. We are going to have a lot of fun with this one, everybody, but we need you to participate. We need musicians to be a part of this. Doesn't matter what style of music you play, we'll welcome you. And we need people to show up. And so bookmark your Thursdays. It's going to be a lot of fun. Shout out to one of my favorite people I've ever worked with is in the industry. Steph Schmidt, and of course our great friends over at Hoozle's at the Lakes. Be sure to visit them. They are at 1497 Alpine Drive in Nacoosa, and you can find out more and register by going to hoozlesrisetomusic.com. Be sure to follow the Facebook page as well. We'll be back with more fun, Terry and James, on our morning show here at WFHR.